Our first reading this morning is The New Year by Howard Thurman. There was always something impressive about a fresh start. Think how fortunate it would be if time were not somehow divided into parts. Suppose there were no day, only night. Even in parts of the world near the North Pole, there is a six-month day and a six-month night. Or suppose there were only winter, or only summer, or only spring. Suppose there were no artificial things like months, so that we could not be mindful of the passing of time. Suppose there were no years, just the passing of hours, with no signposts to make them. The beginning of a new year means the end of a year that has fulfilled itself and passed on. It means that some things are finished, rounded out, completed forever. It means that for some of us, certain changes have taken place so profound in their nature that we can never be what we were before. The new year means a fresh start, a second wind, another chance, a kind of reprieve, a divine act of grace bestowed upon the children of men. It is important to remember that whatever the fact may have been, it cannot be undone. It is a fact. If we have made serious blunders, they are made. All our tears cannot unmake them. We may learn from them and carry our hard-won lessons into the new year. We can remember them, not with pain, but with gratitude that in our new wisdom, we can live into the present year with deeper understanding and greater humanity. May whatever suffering we brought to ourselves or others teach us to understand life more completely and in our understanding, love it more wisely, thus fulfilling God's faith in us by permitting us to begin this new year. Gospel reading this morning is from Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Judea, when Herod was king. Astrologers from the east showed up in Jerusalem just then. "Tell us," they said, "where to find the one born to be king of the Judeans? We have observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When this news reached King Herod, he was visibly shaken, and all Jerusalem along with him. He called together all the chief priests and local experts and pressed them for information. "Where is the anointed one supposed to be born?" They replied, "In Bethlehem, Judea. This is how it is put by the prophet: 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, in no way are you least among the leaders of Judah. Out of you will come a leader who will shepherd my people, Israel.'" Then Herod called the astrologers together secretly and ascertained from them the precise time the star became visible. Then he sent them to Bethlehem with these instructions: "Go make a careful search for the child. When you find him, report back to me so I can also go and pay him homage." They listened to what the king had to say and continued on their way. And there, guiding them on, was the star that they had observed in the east. It led them on until they came to a standstill, until it came to a standstill above where the child lay. Once they saw the star, they were beside themselves with joy. And they arrived at the house and saw the child with his mother Mary. They knelt down and paid him homage. Then they opened their treasure chests and presented him with gifts: gold, pure incense, and aromatic ointment. And because they had been advised in a dream not to return to Herod, they journeyed back to their own country by a different route.
We all need a fresh start. We all need a chance to set down the bags that we've been carrying this last year, begin again with a lighter load. Like the Magi from Iran who see a star and start off on a new adventure, we need that yearly reminder that we can begin again. There is such thing as forgiveness. There is such a thing as grace. And that's what a new year can do. Epiphany. That's what today is, January 6th. The Magi reach the house of Mary and Joseph and Jesus after a long journey following a star. They present their gifts, are filled with joy, and go back home. They must have been transformed in some way, although the story doesn't talk about exactly how, except that they were filled with joy, and that's enough. Epiphany. It means manifestation, clarity, vision. Have you ever had an epiphany? It's that moment when, in the midst of confusion or discernment, we might say, or lack of direction, that we get this aha moment. It's accompanied by a huge feeling of relief. Our bodies feel the change. And it doesn't even matter what the content is, what the direction is, what the vision or aha moment is in terms of content. It could be a very challenging direction, a lot of work ahead, perhaps. But the knowing, the clarity, seeing the star rising and knowing that is the star we are to follow, it's a relief. You now know what to do. You know who you are. You have a sense of purpose. You have a sense of direction. It feels like you're a new person, and it's okay. That's the experience of epiphany. So the Magi bring their gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh, and we don't hear any more about the gifts. Whether or not they were appreciated or used, I think we assume they were. I was wondering, perhaps they were gifts that were just in time for the Holy Family as they needed to flee Herod for Egypt. Maybe the gifts help fund their escape. The Magi, of course, wouldn't have known that. They just brought their gifts because they were following a star to the Christ child who they wanted to honor. If I could sum up my experience in Iraq for Arba'in, it would be really the story of the Magi. It was all about giving in honor of their religious leader. Every gift was treasured, and that's what I witnessed. But it isn't really about what gift we bring, and I'm thinking of gift in a different sense now, the gifts we have as human beings and the gifts we are as human beings. Those gifts are honored and treasured and valued and appreciated because it is Epiphany. When given from the heart, the gifts that we have, the gifts that we are blessed. That's Epiphany. That's grace. That's forgiveness. That's the fresh start. Because sometimes we need a reminder very clearly that we are loved, valued, treasured, and honored. It doesn't happen from the world, from other people, this divine acceptance, I mean. The divine acceptance is not based on others' opinions. The shaming and the criticism we receive on a daily basis is heavy and burdensome, and it leads to depression, anxiety, self-shaming. In fact, if we knew the effects our words had on others, I don't think we would ever say what we say, even to people we don't like, because that stuff is a killer. But since we all get this negative garbage directly from individuals or indirectly from our larger culture, we need an epiphany on a regular basis. We all need it. You need it. I need it. We all need to know that we are accepted and that we are loved and valued and treasured without condition. We all need to know that the gifts that we bring and the gifts that we are beautiful. What does it take to experience epiphany? Well, maybe it comes when we need it and don't even know we need it. It comes in times when we're down on ourselves, worried about our future, feeling guilty or shamed about our past, lonely, misunderstood, perhaps, when somewhere we get a message that we are loved as we are. And we feel it in our bodies. And when that happens, there's nothing that we need to do except accept that we are accepted. Your heart is known and it is loved. And when that happens, you can make a fresh start. I want to read to you a blessing. And in order to prepare for that, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and to just, in a posture of relaxation, take a deep breath. And this is a beautiful book, by the way, John O'Donohue, To Bless the Space Between Us, a Book of Blessings. I want to offer this blessing to you for a new beginning. In out-of-the-way places of the heart, where your thoughts never think to wander, this beginning has been quietly forming, waiting until you were ready to emerge. For a long time, it has watched your desire, feeling the emptiness growing inside you, noticing how you willed yourself on, still unable to leave what you had outgrown. It watched you play with the seduction of safety and the gray promises that sameness whispered, heard the waves of turmoil rise and relent, wondered, would you always live like this? Then, the delight, when your courage kindled, and out you stepped onto new ground, your eyes young again with energy and dream, a path of plenitude opening before you. Though your destination is not yet clear, you can trust the promise of this opening. Unfurl yourself into the grace of beginning that is at one with your life's desire. Awaken your spirit to adventure. Hold nothing back. Learn to find ease in risk. Soon, you will be home in a new rhythm. For your soul senses the world that awaits you. Bless you, my friends. May 2019 be a year of blessing for you.